How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you?
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and young people of all ages. We're on this Wednesday night edition of Rick Adams Uncensored. Very happy to bring this program to you tonight. As you know, all week long this week, we are leading up to September 11th of 2011, 10 years from the date of that horrible attack on America, in America, here, the United States. And we're continuing with our special guests this week to reflect on much that has been part of this grand deception that was perpetrated on America. And each night, from maybe a different perspective and a different field of expertise. And tonight, I'm bringing back Dr. Christopher Holmes, who has studied in modern psychology for a long time. He's a PhD, and of course, he has his website, Zero Point, an institute for mystical and spiritual science to promote the investigation of esoteric traditions and to bring these perspectives into relationship with modern psychology and science, also into the educational system. As I say, he has a long list of credentials, indeed, and has been in this field of psychiatry and psychology, actually, for many, many years. And he is up in Canada, and right now, without any further ado, let me welcome back to the program Dr. Holmes. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Rick. A pleasure to be back with you.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you back. It's been a long time, and you have been, you know, quite busy and right from the beginning when we first met, actually, and brought you on with Dr. K, and it was a fabulous program. And, you know, we think about different aspects of this whole 9/11 story, the physical evidence, the science evidence. We think in terms of the political evidence, the paper trail, all the dots that are connected. But sometimes we leave out the most important part. And that is the part of illusion and psychology, mass hysteria, all sorts of things that affect us mentally and psychologically. And that's really where you come into the picture quite adequately.
With a background in psychology and also having worked in corrections in prisons for 13 years, so I have a yes. lot of experience with criminal offenders. But certainly not of the type that we're facing here, which is a whole different breed apart from the offenders I work with.
Well, yes, I know you have called for the, obviously, the charging on the world court of these criminals who have perpetrated 9/11, and you have made quite a case in the past, and we hope to be able to put that together again tonight. When I come back after the first break, though, I want to just start off by just playing a very brief audio of a video concerning the lies about Bin Laden and how this whole thing started. And then we can take it from there and talk about how you have shown the whole business of planes to be an absolute fabrication. So this is coming up, folks. In 3 minutes, we'll be right back with Christopher Holmes.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years of sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
All righty, we're back now to begin tonight's special program with Christopher Holmes. And Chris, of course, you remember right from the beginning how when we heard these voices and alleged admissions of a 9/11 conspiracy from Bin Laden himself, some of us knew instinctively that they didn't add up. And right here, I can see if I can play the audio for about 42 seconds, maybe. And this tells you something about the deception. And then we can get into your work on the planes theory. Here we go. Coming up, I believe.
The government released a tape, allegedly of Bin Laden confessing to the attacks of September 11th, which they claim to find in a house in Kandahar, Afghanistan. Except there's a number of things wrong with this tape. One, the tape itself is of very poor quality. And two, the man in the video looks and acts nothing like Bin Laden. According to the FBI's website, Osama is left-handed. Yet, in this video, he's writing a note with his right hand. Compare this video to four other pictures of Bin Laden. Does anybody else see a problem here?
Well, there you go. There's one example of the deception that was perpetrated on the American public. And then there was the tape interview of Bin Laden, too, you know.
Okay, Gordon Carrera for the moment. Thank you.
Well, a few moments ago, I spoke to Jihad Balu from Al Jazeera Television, who explained how they got hold of that tape in the first place.
I don't know. We just got it, you know, like, received it, yeah.
When you say you received it, how did you receive it?
Just came through the door with some, like, pizza menus and stuff like that.
It just arrived at your front door?
Yeah, yeah, everyone in the street got away, you know. So. That's Barry. That's Barry. It was his idea to, like, put it on a computer, you know, edit it and stuff.
And then you say you went through a process of editing. What form does that take?
Well, we cut out all the most boring stuff for start, right, like talking and stuff like that. Then we just have some wicked effects, like explosions and fire and stuff like that to make it more scarier, you know.
So you haven't put the whole statement out?
No, it was totally boring and crap, man. We might put the full version on the DVD, but...
What did you think was the most important thing that he said?
To be honestly frank with you, Matthew, right, I didn't really understand a lot of it. It was just gibberish to me, man. I just do the editing, you know. That's it, really.
But you didn't have any doubts about broadcasting it?
No way, man, because it's wicked, you know. Especially with all the scary effects and stuff we've done on it. I think it looks really good.
The technical quality of it, from this distance, and looking at the monitor in front of us here, is actually looks very good to me and looks rather better than some of the previous tapes.
Thanks very much. Yeah, well, that's mainly down at Barry. Oh,
yeah,
that's Barry. And I'm on the phone. Sorry. I think if people like it, that's the main thing.
Jihad Balu from Al Jazeera Television speaking to Chris.
Well, you know, that is just a couple of examples, Christopher, of what we were all actually made to hear on 9/11. And for days and weeks and even months, we were entreated with all kinds of contradictory and clearly unprofessionally done video and audio tapes. Now, we know that now to be true, and I don't think anybody in the 9/11 truth movement would disagree with that. And yet, as you point out in Zero Point, in your own website, there are those who still adhere to the idea that we cannot be deceived by planes, that planes actually struck those towers and were partly, at least partly, responsible for bringing them down. And, of course, you have analyzed that and reanalyzed it and reanalyzed it, and you've come to quite a contrary conclusion, as others have, haven't you?
Yeah, maybe I can just give a little background, Rick.
My investigations
began with a review of the video series by filmmaker Simon Schack, and the series is called September Clues,
right,
which is all based on his analysis of the corporate media coverage of that day. And there's so many different pieces of evidence within that series of, firstly, video fakery, and secondly, of witness fakery. I believe the witnesses of that day were actually scripted ahead of time. And I think as a forensic psychologist, when I began to analyze his theories very closely and look at what the witnesses actually said, I realized what different mistakes they made that showed to me as a clinical psychologist that they were obviously scripted and fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unbelievable. So the focus of my writing in my article, Fabled Airplanes, partly the point is to argue the case that there were no airplanes. But what over time I realized the even more important point is that it shows the outright complicity of the media. The major networks staged this event in a coordinated way between them, with witnesses ready to place their calls. The whole thing was scripted.
Mm-hmm.
So that became even a broader focus than the fabled airplane, which I say was simply done using video fakery.
Right.
This is not to deny. You know how in the Citizens Committee did the investigations of what happened at the Pentagon?
Mm-hmm.
Because at the Pentagon, they found there seemed to be some credible witnesses who did see a low-flying airplane. They came to the conclusion that that indeed there had been a decoy airplane which did swoop down low but then swept up away from the Pentagon, and then the Pentagon was struck by a missile.
Yeah, and that plane disappeared.
Yeah. And I don't discount the possibility that a similar thing might have been done in New York, that they might have had some airplane so that there would have been genuine witnesses who had witnessed an airplane.
Right.
So I don't discount that as a possibility.
You know, in that confusion and in that horrible moment, it's amazing when you start to interview different people at a crime scene, how different people will give you different versions of what they actually heard and saw. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. And on that day, some people said it was a missile. Some said it was a small propeller plane that bounced off the building. Other people said it was a large commercial liner. Other people, it was right across the board. And I think the media almost scripted that also, because, see, when you're creating an event like this and the towers have been struck, it creates cognitive dissonance in people and anxiety and insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they have all these different conflicting reports from different people.
Exactly.
So that maintains that cognitive dissonance for a certain period of time until the media comes to the conclusion, the definitive conclusion, no, it was a commercial jet. And that resolves that dissonance for people. That so in a way, they almost play upon that, creating disparate witness account.
Mm-hmm.
And then they resolve the uncertainty with their formulation. And then they all stick to that, and people forget about the other inconsistent accounts. I think that's all scripted by the media.
Yeah, and I mean, it was funny when you re-listen to the audio and you watch the video presentation of this, you know, what was obviously more than just a matter of planes taking down buildings. You could see there was some clever, you know, orchestration of controlled demolition. You heard Peter Jennings at the time was still alive, and Dan Rather, and they were like off script for a moment when they were actually referring to controlled demolition. You know, you heard them say it almost seems, America, that these buildings are being brought down by internal demolitions. And then that stopped. They never repeated that ever again, to my knowledge. I didn't hear those statements after that. It was almost like they were turned off and they were told not to repeat that sentiment. And we saw what was going on with Fox News originally before this, and the Brit Hume report with Carl Cameron, which we retrieved how many times we've played on these programs to show the Israeli spy network that was operating up and down the East Coast at the time of 9/11, the dancing Israelis, what they were doing, the listening posts, surveillance, the moving van companies, the Otico messaging services, all of this was going on, and that was shut down too. You know, that was closed down very quickly. And to this very day, it's interesting to see how ADL and other organizations are very quick to try to label as extremist or bigoted any particular group, no matter who they are or what their credentials are, that raise these issues like you're raising and that others have raised. Now, you know, the evidence there is rather titillating and shocking, but it does tell a story in itself, Christopher. All right, we got to take a break. You hear the music. We'll come back with Christopher Holmes, our guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll bring up an audience a little bit later on with our phone calls as well. Stay with us.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, indeed. We're back now with Christopher Holmes. And Christopher, what I've just said to you, does that make a lot of sense to you, the perceptions that I've just shared? Or
yeah, actually, I wanted to respond to a couple of the points you made, Rick.
Yeah,
the first was definitely not all the media were scripted on that day, and I'm not claiming that. You know, the people who were scripted, it was on a need-to-know basis, and it was certain insiders. Like, and many of these insiders, their key witnesses, they were largely high up in the media and not as reporters. Like here's some of the witnesses: CNN vice president of finance, ABC senior producer, Fox senior producer, CNN executive vice president, CNN executive vice president, New Standards and Practices. ABC, CNN producer, senior correspondents. They were high media people, insiders, who I'm sure whose careers progressed very well subsequent to this event. Okay, so they weren't mainly the eyewitnesses. Weren't the reporters out on the street? The eyewitnesses were largely media insiders, and not all of them were scripted. As you say, there were reporters who said, we're hearing bombs, secondary explosions in the building. And you had Jamie McIntyre at the Pentagon who arrived there and he says, I see no evidence of an airplane here, no tail, no wings, no seats, nothing. And then we see 6 or 8 years later, Jamie McIntyre recant when the Pentagon finally releases a couple shots of the Pentagon, which completely are phony shots, which has been completely edited. So we only have a glimpse of a nose in one picture and then an explosion. And it completely doesn't solve the problem of the Pentagon, but they kind of pretend it does. And Jamie McIntyre came on CNN and says, well, there, anyone with common sense can see that there was an airplane. So he had to recant. People have to go along. They know they'll lose their positions.
Well, you know, when that video was released just a few years ago, we were on the air here, and we talked about that video of the Pentagon that they had showing supposedly a plane hitting, and we could see almost nothing, no detail, nothing that would indicate a plane, and yet that's what the government was claiming. It was just mind-boggling to say, how could they, you know, they do it right straight in your face. They lie to your face, and they say, look, look at what we've got as evidence, and there is no evidence definitively in anything they've shown.
Yeah, in fact, exactly the opposite, because you still wonder, they had 30 videos of the whole thing, and then they show us these two artificial clips, which have been edited out of something. Like, for anyone who's not brain dead, unfortunately, the mass of American and Canadian public and the world public is essentially brain dead. Like, how could people possibly, even from the beginning, think that an airplane crash could bring down those buildings in the manner in which they came down? Like, anyone who thinks that has obviously grown up on Roadrunner cartoons, where anything impossible can happen and it's accepted as possible. I mean, it's just so anyone with any comprehension of science would know that that's absolutely impossible. You know? The evidences were there from the very beginning. It always struck me from the very beginning. I couldn't believe that these airplanes penetrated the building and went inside without breaking up on impact at all and having parts fall to the ground and the tail section is aluminum. And they think the tail would penetrate this steel concrete massive building. It's just impossible. And you'd look at the gaping hole in the side of the tower, and is that big enough for an airplane to fit in? And you look at some of the interior parts of it, and it doesn't even look like it's the size of an airplane, even though it's the shape of an airplane. And then where's this airplane that disappeared inside? Like, you see no evidence of an airplane inside. Like, the whole thing is fanciful to think that an airplane would penetrate a building like that in that manner and disappear from view. It's like a cartoon, and people who believe it's ridiculous. They have no comprehension of science. They've grown up on Hollywood movies and TV, and they have no sense of reality of like material science or physics or whatever.
You know what's also interesting now, because of time, I know you want to be able to get into various aspects of this, is those who are coming out now in this field of so-called experts are coming out of the woodwork trying to pose as experts who are trying to also debunk the very idea of controlled demolitions. And, the Chris Moores of the world and people of that sort, who have been doing attacks on Gage and others, have just totally come out of the woodwork with their own pseudoscientific analysis of the issue, and they have just blown it. As far as I'm concerned, they haven't come up with any scientific basis for the planes, alleged planes, taking down these buildings, and they've ignored science, they've ignored the laws of thermodynamics. Just incredible how they can do it, but they pose as experts. So we'll talk about those attacks that are forthcoming as well. And when we return in the next half hour with Christopher Holmes, our guest.
Your
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Well, we're back now with Christopher Holmes, and we're obviously talking about misperceptions, confusion, delusions on 9/11 and how we can be persuaded to believe just about anything. And as you pointed out, Christopher, most of the media elite, of course, were definitely a part of this deception and still are to this very day, obviously, but not everybody was walking in lockstep. Some have changed. Some people have had to recant, just as they have on other subjects, as you know, investigative journalists, revisionist historians, for the threat of going to jail if they don't recant on what they believe. And, you know, in Canada, where you are, of course, you had that massive assault on free inquiry and free thought. And here in the United States, we're not too far behind, considering the post-9/11 world. So just that word I wanted to include. But did you want to add anything else to what you were saying about the no planes thesis and along those lines? Because then I'd like to ask what you think of the attacks on some of the people that are espousing that thesis.
Well, I would like to play one clip. And it's about a minute long. And to play it through and be when I did my PhD thesis, I developed a way of content analyzing transcripts between people. And I learned to listen very carefully to subtle things in their language.
Uh-huh.
So what I'd like to do is just demonstrate a little bit of my kind of forensic clinical assessment of
sure.
one of these clips, of one of these witnesses. And this was a major witness on the CBS. And it was Teresa Renault, who claimed
uh-huh.
to be in Chelsea, which
right.
is actually about a mile to 2 miles north of the tower. But
mm-hmm.
there are some elements in her script which are so, it's hilarious if it wasn't so tragic, but it just shows some of the subtleties here. So can I
Go
play
ahead.
This clip?
Yes,
then?
By all means.
Okay,
let's see
I hope
if we can get a good volume on it.
Enough.
All right.
I can't
okay.
seem to quite... Okay, we'll start here.
We'll see if we can adjust it if we have.
Oh, I've got to turn it up. Sorry, I've had...
All right. Momentarily. Let us know when. Are you playing it now, Christopher? I don't hear it. We're not getting it very well at all, no. All right, it's a little better.
Okay, that's the clip. Now, first thing that is most obvious about this is one moment she's saying she heard an explosion, but that she doesn't know what caused it. And the host has even heard this, and he's even repeating to her that, so at this time you don't know what caused it. And then as he's speaking, the airplane crosses the screen, and the second airplane is supposed to crash into the tower. And then all of a sudden she says, oh, a second airplane.
Yeah.
Well, she just told us in the breath before, 5 seconds before, that she didn't know what caused it. But now she's saying
right.
it's a second airplane.
Exactly, yeah. You know, the audio was not clear, very clear at all. But we heard bits, I heard bits and pieces of it. I don't know how many others did, but... that's what you have been able to glean from it by having it with you, and you can amplify it a little better maybe where you are. But in any event, that was one of several of these witnesses, so-called, who were interviewed and repeated over and over again that whole week and the week after. And this went on for month after month after month with nightly coverage, you know. And again, we learned nothing but what we were being spoon-fed. And when Professor Jones came along and others came along, they were harassed. Dick Cheney got involved personally, Brigham Young University, and all of a sudden, all of the powers of hell were unleashed on anyone that came forth and said, wait a minute, hold on. We didn't see any planes. These towers did not come down. They did not come down as a result of a plane going through them. That would be an impossibility. The laws of thermodynamics are at play here. The laws of physical science are at play here. And none of this could have happened the way we are being told it happened. And they were ignored. They were just drowned out. But these witnesses were brought forth repeatedly. And over again, it was drumbeated into our consciousness, Christopher. It was amazing. Painful,
yeah,
but amazing.
It's like that Hitler phrase, you tell a lie often enough and the people will believe it. And
yeah.
It is like also, it is like trauma-based conditioning. And like everybody is so sure there were planes, but you ask them, well, why? Well, I saw it on TV. You know, as though there's some kind of authority to that. That people actually think that the news media actually tell you what's happening in the world. people say a lot that they don't think the media are doing their job, but people don't understand. The media are doing their job, and they're doing it very well. You just don't know what the media's job is. The media's job is not to inform you about what's happening in your country around the world. The media's job is to deceive the American public about all major significant events occurring within America and on the world stage. That is the media's job. It's complete war propaganda. It's complete deception. It's like when they had the Gulf. I don't know if you ever saw during the Gulf oil spill, and when they had that media coverage, live coverage from under the ocean of the oil gushing out.
Yeah.
And then there's a clip on YouTube where you see someone in the background open the door, and you see their silhouette looking in on the oil gusher. The whole thing was staged in the tank. It wasn't.
We just saw that again, you know, the incredible negligence of responsibility on the media's part with regard to Fukushima and this continuing disaster around the world, and where you are now in Canada, and the effects of the radiation are just awesome. You know, they're incredible.
Yeah, and they don't inform us. The media is completely deceptive.
Well, they're in the control of the same criminals, the same family, the same Jewish jihadists, you know, that perpetrated the taking down of the buildings. That's why you cannot ignore the paper trail, and you cannot ignore all of the evidence that leads to who controlled the leases, who controlled the cases that were heard in the Manhattan District, and the judges, the attorneys general that were involved. You know, the whole list of names that we were reading from in Information Underground had done an incredible job of chronology of all of these people and how they all fell into place. You know, Mukasey came into place, and an incredible number, how Rudy Giuliani just fit right in there with the script. And he has been one of the most notorious liars from when he was federal attorney general. He has an incredible past, an incredible record of lying and deceiving, despite the fact that he says he ain't lying, you know? He's always lying.
They're professional pathological liars.
Yeah, they are pathological liars, and Cheney is a classic example.
They're also soulless. In a way, these people sell out their soul. They actually lose their soul through this process. I mean, they don't realize that. These people are governed by their lower chakras in a way, and they're controlled by money, sex, and power. So they would murder people, mass murder people, for money, sex, and power. These people are of a lower evolutionary type than the average American, who's more awakened in the heart. See, most people can't imagine the horrendous criminal things that these Zionist cabalists are doing to our nations and to people around the world. They can't imagine that. It's like J. Edgar Hoover once said, the individual is confronted with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. And that is absolutely true. People can't imagine people being so criminal and soulless and heartless that they could do these types of things.
And
still
true.
Come out and say all the right words and flap their lips and.
No, I mean, you know, you do, I'm sure, and I do speak to people, ordinary people, everyday people, who, you know, you meet 5 and 10. I'm talking about the basic down-to-earth, where the rubber meets the road, individuals that are either unemployed or working menial jobs now. They've been economics down. They've been jobbed down. They've been torn down. They've been worn down. And they can't conceive of an organized group of people who sit there and actually plot the destruction of others. They can't, because they themselves aren't capable of doing that. They just simply want to live life and be left alone. They want to do their own thing. That's the nature of most people who are not essentially evil or trying to do evil to others. So it's hard for them to conceive of that, and as you say, you see, that's what makes these evil people so particularly profitable. in what they do. How they can get away with it is because it is too evil to believe. It's hard to believe that people who are in the seats of power are actually stooges for others who are pulling the strings, who are doing evil for money, sex, power, all of these things. And that's what it comes down to, though, the basic elements of debauchery. You know, and Jesus himself exposed all of this when he said this. He said that, you know, that we are really entreated to a world of evil and deception, a world where deception is preferred to light. Darkness is preferred to light because the truth is not in all of us to the extent that we can understand the nature of this world, this cosmos. I know you have done on Zero Point on your website credible research and work into the spiritual, the metaphysical, and all of the, you know, the stuff that we just glance at and talk about, maybe esoteric to most people, but still you've talked about the field of science and how it ignores the soul, how it ignores the spirit and wants nothing to do with it. And that is a great void in the so-called scientific scholarly community today.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And it's if you go back to the protocols of the Elders of Zion, mm-hmm. part of their kind of Machiavellian plan for the world is to, they even mention teaching Darwinianism, which
right.
denies human soul and regards us primarily as or exclusively as material biological organisms, Marxism, and existentialism. And in a way, this has been inculcated through the university system. Like what we see is these Zionists, they've taken over the university system, the medical system, like Health Canada or your Food and Drug Administration. They've infiltrated all aspects of our society. They've taken over your military, your police, your intelligence community. They've systematically infiltrated all of these institutions of your society or through the decades.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm kind of losing my point a bit. And the denial of the spiritual soul nature of human beings. I became interested in this. Like, I grew up in a very good Christian family and felt very deep religious emotions as a young man. And then when I went to university, I learned existentialism, Darwinianism, and Marxism. And that had a major influence, and I kind of fell away from my kind of spiritual background.
Well, now, though, it's in the elementary level schools. It's been here a long time, since the 60s and 70s in America.
And it was only later in my life when I became interested in the nature of human consciousness. And
mm-hmm.
I realized the modern dogma of psychology and science is that the brain in the head produces human consciousness. Even though no one has ever been able to explain how it manufactures consciousness, where the consciousness is, or answer any of the questions. And then I began to study mystical and spiritual teachings of humankind, and all of the different religions and the deep, the mystical teachings all emphasize that the human consciousness and the I existence emerge out of the heart, not the head. And that's my book, major one, is called The Heart Doctrine,
right.
explaining this is in Judaism, it's in Sufism, it's in Islam, it's in Christianity, it's in Kabbalah, it's in the secret doctrine, the heart doctrine. And Blavatsky says the doctrine of the I, which is the Illuminati's doctrine of the I, is for the many. The doctrine of the heart is for the elect. Suggesting that the doctrine of the heart is a deeper mystical teaching than the doctrine of the eye, which is what the Illuminati have glommed upon and espoused. But also within, you even see it within our university system, there's no exploration of mystical or spiritual psychology with students or explorations of psychical and paranormal phenomena. That's been barred from our universities almost for the past century. And I had a case for academic freedom at York University in Toronto, very Jewish university. And I was driven out of there because I was exploring those areas and influencing a lot of Jewish students who just loved what I was teaching. But the Talmudic scholar who was the head of our department simply couldn't tolerate it.
I'll bet, huh?
Yeah, it's too intelligent. When people hear what I have to say about consciousness, it makes so much sense.
Well, it makes them accountable, too, and they don't want to be accountable to a higher power. They don't want to be accountable to God. They have made themselves into gods, demigods, you see?
Exactly. That's absolutely right. Yeah,
I know, because we've all of those who have been through college at one degree or another, baccalaureate or master's or PhD, have encountered that. When we get into the classroom, we sense there's something totally different. But we got a break coming up right now. I want to come back and we'll take some calls in the second hour with Christopher Holmes. Stay right with us, Christopher. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
And we're back now with Christopher Holmes, and we're talking about everything under the sun related to 9/11. And you opened up quite a can here of worms on the academic community. And, Christopher, you could speak quite adeptly on it since you have been part of it, and you know how you've been shunned and pushed aside with your own research, and you broke new ground that others won't touch. But it is true that there's so much vested interest matter here, I think. You know, people, for whatever reason, why is it that some people go out of their way to try to disparage others and go after others in the 9/11 truth movement when they themselves have offered no logical or scientific explanation as to what took place on that day? And I know you wanted to address that and the attacks on some of the people that have brought suspicion to the attackers. Would you care to just mention that briefly?
We see kind of some dissension within the community now, and like partly I think it relates to Judy Wood's very important work, and mm-hmm. I've just ordered her book and haven't seen it fully, but it provides considerable evidence of all these highly enigmatic observations of these cars which are like half fried on one side, and yet the tires are in perfect condition, and cars flipped over, and so many the manner in which the towers fell and the pile was like so small afterwards, and she's suggesting there's some kind of directed energy weapon. Mm-hmm. And in a way, I don't, you know, Richard Gage and the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, their emphasis has been on thermite and nanothermite. Now, there's no reason for there to be an incompatibility between these perspectives, because there can be both. They could have used nanothermite, which Richard Gage says was found in the ash, so if that can be confirmed by other scholars, it would be valuable. But that isn't inconsistent with the other methods being used. And Judy Wood's work, I think, is very important. And so there's a question, why wasn't she invited to this international conference going on in Toronto at this time? And I had the same experience with Richard Gage when he was up in Ottawa and I attended his talk. And I asked him about the airplane. And it was like he wouldn't even consider it. And see, to me, why don't these architects and engineers, why don't they model using computer simulation, model the impact of an airplane, aluminum-based airplane, hitting these steel buildings? How would that really unfold? But it's like they don't want to go there. And they keep saying, oh, we want to stick to the evidence. Mm-hmm. But that's ridiculous. You have some evidence of some aspect, and I agree that's profoundly important. Perhaps this is the most concrete evidence we have, which I think is ridiculous, actually, right. Because the most concrete evidence is the manner in which the towers came down. Like, it's just absolutely impossible for anyone with any intelligence to believe that those plane impacts could have caused that to happen, even if you believed in planes. And the fires weren't particularly hot. You see a woman waving from the hole where the airplane went in, so the plane didn't vaporize. So there's certain aspects of the architects and engineers, and I don't want to fault them in ways because I think their work is so important.
Well, and that's the thing, is they are a diffuse group of people with their own differences, and they do have some pretty basic differences. Some of them are petty, some of them might be more significant, but all of them agree on one thing: we haven't gotten the truth from the 9/11 Commission.
Exactly.
We'll come right back in 1 minute with our guest, Christopher Holmes.
Gold, ever climbing.